I want to, in closing, spend a few minutes on suffering the right way and the wrong way. It was fascinating for me to have a good look at 1 Peter chapter 4 and look at verse 15 and 16. Look there, please. He says in 1 Peter 4, 15 and 16, "But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or a busybody in other people's matters, but suffer as a Christian." Now, isn't that interesting? You have the contrast. You can suffer as a Christian, and what does it mean to suffer as a Christian? Well, a Christian is someone who's living like Christ, walking in love. That's what a Christian is. What is a Christian to you? Well, to Jesus, it's walking in love. So you're either going to walk in love and suffer as a Christian for doing it, or you're going to suffer, my friend, as an unbeliever. And look, he puts forth these four things together. Who would have equated murderer with a thief, with an evildoer, and a busybody? Now, you're going to find out in a moment why he's so down on busybodies, because you see, they stop you from suffering. Busybodies always know a way out. Busybodies always know why you shouldn't be going through what you're doing. Busybodies always know why they're right and you're wrong, and that takes you right out of the will of God in about 4 seconds' time. But I'd like us to have a look at a few interesting things here. What is a murderer? Now, I know what a murderer is. A murderer is someone who kills someone. Do you know that 1 John 3:15 says that if you don't love someone and you hate them, you're a murderer? Did you know that? Yeah. Let me read it to you. 1 John 3:15. "Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him." So when you say you're going to suffer if you're a murderer, now notice, listen to this. Everyone knows how to suffer as a murderer, you go to jail. Everyone knows how to suffer as a thief, you go to jail. Well, how do you suffer as an evildoer? What's the opposite of evildoer? Good doer. How do you suffer as an evildoer? And how do you suffer as a busybody? Come on. Have you ever thought of that? We know how to suffer as a murderer and thief. We can sort of guess at how to suffer as an evildoer because you're going to do something bad and you're going to get in trouble for it. But how about suffering as a busybody? Which it says you'll suffer as one of those four. And he puts them all in the same category. Now, we know that a murderer is someone who also doesn't love and hates. So if you hate someone, you're going to suffer for it. You're a murderer. You're not walking as someone who has eternal life in you. You are walking hatefully, and you are going to suffer for it. You'll suffer for it for many, many reasons. What you sow in your flesh, what you sow around you, what you got coming, the whole bit. Or as a thief, we know. You know, Ephesians 4:28 says that the opposite of being a thief is being someone who saves up so they can give to the poor. That's the opposite of a thief. Opposite of a thief is someone who steals. Listen to this. A thief is someone who doesn't have enough to give to meet the need. That's a thief. Do you realize if there's a need, a kingdom need, and you were supposed to meet it, but you didn't have the loot for it, but you did something dumb, God says, you're a thief. You stole that money. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him work with his hands that he may have to give to those who are poor. There's the scripture for you. You'll suffer for it. You'll suffer loss. I mean, the list is endless. I don't want to get into it.